views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are digging into one of my favorite topics, your intuition. So today, however, we are going to come at intuition from a bit of a different perspective. We're going to really go back to how everything is one, this idea that we are all one with nature. And we're going to take this idea and expand on how and why our body uses essential oils so successfully. So today we're joined by one of my dear friends, Britt Nemeth, and she's the owner of a Denver-based intuitive photography firm, Britt Nemeth Studios. And she's also the CEO of Sacred Pause, an organization that leads executive teams in the tech industry to sacred pauses, retreats, and conscious creation. So it is her belief that we are all consciously participating in the living and breathing expression of the universe. Like, how beautiful is that? So I am just delighted that Britt has said yes to joining us and sharing this afternoon with us. So Britt, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. So you guys, I have to tell you, Britt was one of my first friends that was really not only into essential oils and also crystals and just like this really cool space of being one with nature. And what I love about you, Britt, is when you are interested in something, you are like all in on it. And so that's really fun. But there's a common thread through all of this with the nature between your photography, which is stunning, by the way, your nature photography. And I know you just got back from Iceland and Switzerland. And I mean, the images I've seen so far are just incredible. But then also, you're a certified crystal healer and an avid user of essential oils. And so what I'm really looking forward to hearing from you is how this not only all works together, but how you incorporate these earthly vibrations and healing modalities into your life?
I love that question. I started using oils and crystals really early on, like we're talking early teenage years, and I've been using them since forever. And, you know, I started with the simples, the lavender, the orange, the peppermint, like the common ones that you kind of see around and like, mm-hmm. you just kind of know like, yeah, these are good ones, but for what? And now they've become part of my daily routine. And it's sort of like evolved as it gets incorporated into my day.
Mm-hmm. I kind of find my oils like all of a sudden scattered around my house because I use them for different purposes. Like we're packing up and trying to get ready for the holidays. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh geez, I got oils by my nightstand. I got oils in my bathroom. I got oils in my office. I have them in my kitchen. I have them downstairs. Like, I'm sure that's how it is for you too.
It is. I had this thought that I should have them all in one place, but that does not work out well. So instead I just have multiples of each of them.
I love that even better. You just have everything in all of the places.
Pretty much.
Let me hear this from you. You know, like we said, oils have really been a part of your life for a long time. And you know, like you said, you have figured out how to incorporate them into your daily life. But how, I guess, if we're connecting this to nature, And I keep going back to you being in Iceland and Switzerland because the pictures are so beautiful. So you know, nature is so intrinsic to you. And so obviously we both live in the city. And so if sitting on top of a mountain for meditation or gazing at the northern lights to get reconnected isn't exactly readily available, how are you using oils to kind of get you to that place and get you to a place of balance?
That's such a great question. You know, it begins with, you know, I think about what I need if I need to be grounded and I want something that's sort of like an earthy flavor or scent, I'll go towards my trees, my grasses, and those could be like the fir or juniper or eucalyptus, like these very kind of earthy, woodsy smells, sandalwood or vetiver, all of those kind of have this grounding essence to them. So if you are to inhale them, then it kind of brings you back to the space where you're already in nature. And so that body-mind connection through the olfactory system is just so amazing.
Right. So, I mean, you started by saying, you know, your interest in oils started with, you know, kind of like all of ours did with lavender, wild orange, peppermint. I'm going to guess that most people don't start with like arborvitae or one of those more exotic oils like lavender, peppermint. Those seem to be the beginnings. But I think you were saying, you know, as your connection to oils have deepened, it's because of your connection to the earth too. So it's kind of like a both and, right?
Right. It's kind of like vice versa, like both ways with that. Like as I'm understanding the earth and the plants and all of its interconnected systems, I'm able to correlate that back to the oils as well as to my body systems and how they're used for each of those. So it's really interconnected in this beautiful way. And that just really excites me. This is where I go when you were saying I love to learn about things. Like, This is something that I've gone down the rabbit hole in and continue to do so.
I know. That's what we're going to talk about today. So talk us through, like, right, we start with lavender, wild orange, peppermint. Like, how did you feel when you used them that made you, like, obsessed with them?
Well, like lavender, you're like, oh, this is just like really calming. I just feel kind of good. The orange, you smell it. You're like, oh, wow, that's like really bright. I feel excited and awake. And then the peppermint, I actually started using because I had headaches. And so I would like put some on my temple, not in the eyes because it really burns.
Right. You can actually, I would think if you put it that close to your eyes, like on your temples, you could actually kind of feel it. I feel like my eyes would water.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous. But I just like,
don't rub your eyes after using.
No, definitely do not. they really helped. And so I got excited. So of course I started to learn about them some more and I bought other ones and kind of just added to my repertoire. And from there, it just sort of deepened and evolved and grew.
Yeah. So where'd you go from there? Like, what was your next step? And discovery, right? Like you said, you know, when you had head tension, you grabbed peppermint. So kind of walk us through some of the experiences that really deepened your connection to oils.
Well, I started using the peppermint as something to help me with headaches. And then I found that if I mixed the orange and the peppermint together while I was working, I felt really vibrant. I felt in tune with my work. I was really like sharp and into what I was doing. So I think after that, I probably went to vetiver because I was having some trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I had heard through the grapevine or a book or whatever that vetiver was really good for that. So I decided to give it a shot and it really helped me as well.
Yeah. I feel like lavender tends to be one of the first ones that people go to for sleep and then like vetiver. yeah, right. We're just like, put that in the diffuser and just fall right to sleep.
Yes.
What do you think it is about vetiver that puts you to sleep?
Well, I think this goes into like the intuitiveness of selecting oils. Vetiver is a root, or has like the oil comes from the root. So when you think about that, it's really like grounding and calming, and it connects you to the earth, and it lays you down in my brain, you know, that kind of, that vision comes up. And it's just this like kind of sweet musky smell that like reminds you of earth. And so I think that feeling of being held is calming and therefore allows you to sleep. As far as like the body systems that are happening, who knows? I go by intuition.
I know. That's what I love about you. You're just like, don't know, but my body sure does. And it's calling for vetiver. So we're going to sleep with that.
Yes.
So you said something that I want to hold on to for the next segment because we need to take a break here. But how did you put it? That something about vetiver and the way the tree and the root of, is it a vetiver tree? Is that what you call it? I don't know.
I think it's like a low brush, but I don't actually know. Yeah.
I'm like, I know arborvitae like is an actual tree. Siberian fir tree.
Right.
I'm like, a vetiver tree? I don't actually know. I'm going to have to Google that one. But something about that root, right, talks to your body and says like, let's take a chill pill. Let's root down into the earth and kind of revitalize ourselves. So I want us to hold on to that idea because that's where we're going in the next segment is to take a few of these oils and really talk about their characteristic, like if they were a being, if they were a human being, I mean, they are a being, what their characteristics would be and how that like seamlessly moves into how it helps our body. So that's where the intuition piece comes in. So I'm super excited about this, you guys. Like I said, we need to take a quick break. You are listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and you can learn more about my book and coaching and how I use essential oils by going to audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, we are going to continue chatting with Britt Nemeth at Britt Nemeth Studios about how essential oils can help us connect to nature. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry. adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. My guest today is the beautiful Britt Nemeth of Britt Nemeth Studios, who is talking with us about using essential oils to connect us back to nature and also how to intuitively select what oil is right for you in the current moment. Because let me tell you, it shifts and moves, and it's really great to have different ways of knowing how to select what's right for you. So before we get started, Britt, do you mind share with us the best way to stay in touch with you and learn more about what it is you do?
Great. The best ways to reach me would be my website, and that's www.brittnemethstudios.com, and that's BrittNemethstudios.com. And also, I'm very active in Instagram, and that's at Britt_Nemeth_studios.
Yeah, definitely check out her Instagram. It's gorgeous. And if you're like curious about what these northern lights look like, I have a feeling they will pop up on your Instagram feed if they haven't already. I haven't looked today, but so pretty. I'm just like fascinated. It's definitely on my bucket list. So when you said you were going there, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'll go back.
You'll go back?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, you guys, you know what? I have to tell you, what I find really fascinating about Britt is your process to select which oil is right for you from one moment to another. So how are you connecting an oil and how it's grown to what your body needs?
This is an interesting question. So, you know, when I started using oils, I didn't have any books and I wasn't always near the internet. So I just started thinking about how are different oils grown? For example, any of like the citrus, this could be like orange or tangerine, grapefruit.
Like lemon, lime.
Yeah, lemon, lime, bergamot. How they're grown. They're grown in trees. They're these like bright yellow and orange things that are growing on these trees. They're up in the sky. They're absorbing the light. And so that got me thinking. I was like, wow, all of these oils are uplifting. They make you happy. So I started to think about the colors involved with that, the vibrations of those colors, where it's grown, it's up high, it is, you know, really feeling the sun. And then I just started to use them in that way.
I like that. Because, yeah, I mean, you started using oils like, I'm not going to say pre-internet, but pre, like, so much information available on the internet about essential oils. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, you're aging me a little bit.
Sorry, and myself. But still, like, I am just, like, super inspired by that. Because, like, for me, my trip with essential oils is really quite, you know, in the last 6 to 9 months. So it's quite infant. And so, you know, I'm always going to the internet being like, what do I need to use for this? But I like the way you had to teach yourself to really figure it out in a way that makes sense for you and thinking like, okay, bright, uplifting colors, those like really saturated and like stunning colors of citrus, and using those in a way when you're like, okay, I could really use some like stunning energy in my life. I'm going to go to something citrusy. I think that's awesome. I just feel like you learned in a totally different way than I am. And I love that.
Yeah, it just sort of made sense. And like, and the same thing with that, these things are absorbing the sun. And then when you put them on your skin, they also absorb the sun. So like, I intuitively knew if I wear these in the sun, I could get a sunburn. So there was just like these aspects of it that really brought you back to the plant to give you information about what the oil was doing.
Yeah. So you got citrus. What else?
You know, like all of the trees that I'm drawn to, They're, you know, trees have roots that go down to the earth. They absorb these nutrients. They connect with one each other. They have the neural network of trees where they all communicate and help one another. And it's so fascinating. And they grow upwards and outwards. And so it's this expansive kind of breathing in the earth air and like resurfacing it back to us so that we can breathe. So those I think about like, wow, they are lung opening. They are grounding and rooting and calming and just bring you back to the earth in such a unique way.
Yeah. I'm just having this vision of a tree, you know, it's going down into the earth and upwards. And I know in my own meditation, I tend to do this when I'm like on airplanes and feeling like really kind of disconnected. I've learned over the years, I have to have a window seat so I can at least like kind of notice where I am in the world. But if I just visualize in my head, like myself being this long, skinny string that's like connected to the center of the earth and like goes all the way, you know, out into the universe and the galaxy. And I can just kind of imagine myself being that expansive. Like that's the vision I'm having with trees.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I keep going back to arborvitae because it's, the tree itself can live up to like 800 years old. And so emotionally speaking, it's the oil of divine grace. And if you think about 800 years of life, like how much grace do you have to bring to those around you?
Exactly. And you like have knowledge and wisdom. And so I feel like that gets like projected to us when you use the oils.
Yeah. Yeah. And it also smells like, I think you said Home Depot, but it smells like cut wood, like lumber.
It smells like Home Depot to me.
Which then that smells like my dad. So my dad's he's retired now, but he was a contractor for years and now he like builds furniture. So my home, like home and childhood, like I smelled it and was like, oh, that's my dad. So when I first got it, I like opened it for Aaron. And I was like, you get one word to describe this. And he kind of sat there and he's like, this smells like your dad's wood shop. I know. You have different memories.
Yeah.
So there was a couple oils that we wanted to talk about. One being, frankincense, rose, myrrh, copaiba, and really, I think rose was one we wanted to talk about, just the way it's made and how that like brings an awareness to the actual oil.
Yeah, I had a really interesting moment with rose, I guess I would say. I learned that it takes 105 pounds of rose petals to make 5 milliliters of essential oil.
Yeah.
So that's like a lot of rose petals. So then
millions. I've heard like 8 million rose petals to make a 5 mil of rose.
Yeah, rose petals are not that heavy. So 105 pounds of rose petals, like that's a lot.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking about like the properties of rose and how like it has interacted with me. And it, you know, it's so concentrated that to me, it's like powerful. It's uplifting. It helps with your emotion and it helps keep you beautiful. Like it's really good for your skin. So then I was thinking, oh, wow, like roses are really beautiful. Like, does that have an effect on the oil? And, you know, just like looking at the plants in a different way to see if you can discern anything that you might not have thought of before.
Yeah, I love that. Yes. And I know for you, like you and I have conversations around just what you're feeling in the moment. Like if you're frustrated or feeling overwhelmed, you take that and think about like what oil might be helpful. I'm just thinking about rose, right? They have thorns. And so if you feel like you need protection, rose is not a bad one to reach for.
Yeah. That also brings me back to the trees. Like the bark on trees is very protective. And so if you think of the ones that are the barks, like the cedar wood and sandalwood, they're very like protecting and nourishing in this way that like keeps us vitalized.
Yeah. And so in addition to just the qualities of the plant, you mentioned the color of the plant too, helping us like select what oil is good for us in the moment.
This just came through recently as we were talking is how, you know, like color vibrations and how there's like all these color theories on different colors. So if we're thinking about the plants, the colors that these oils either are in their oil form or the color that the plant is and how that can affect our nervous system in different ways.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. I was having memories back to last week where Jamie Palatolo and I were talking about chakras. And she didn't really dig into this in her episode, but mentioned like the root chakra is red. And a lot of the oils she listed off, like cassia or vetiver, are that kind of rusty blood, like root.
Dirty.
Yeah, color, just like base of yourself. And so, and even I'm trying to think, she mentioned lavender as our crown chakra, which is purple, like indigo purpley. And of course, hello, lavender being indigo purpley. So,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my dear, we are ready for another break. Isn't this going so fast? It's so fun. So can you give us your contact information one more time before we go to break?
Yes. I'll just give my Instagram. It's Brit_Nemeth_studios. And from there, you can find my email and phone number and everything.
And check out your gorgeous inspirational posts that you always give us. I love it. You're one of my favorites to follow. Okay, you guys, this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio, and we will be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today my guest is Britt Nemeth of Britt Nemeth Studios, who is talking with us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to connect with nature and help you connect to your authentic self for who you are now and what you need right now. So I want you to think through this. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling stressed or anxious, tired, overwhelmed, or, anything like that? What if you had tools that inherently helped your body get back into alignment and got you feeling relaxed, in action, authentic, connected, present? Like, how amazing is that? So you guys, I'm telling you, essential oils are truly that powerful. Their scent goes straight to our limbic system, which I've talked about before, and it bypasses our brain's filtering system. And it works directly with our nervous system to bring us back from that stressed state. And really, inherently kind of tells our nervous system. And because it's got such high vibration with and is nature, like, uses all of that information to bring our body back to this aligned state. So, Britt, what I want to talk about this segment, and we started alluding to it in the last segment, is really some of your, not only your favorite oils, but kind of why, and continue to build on not only the history of the oil and how that's helping you select which one you need in the current moment, but connecting it, like you were talking about, connecting it to the plant's personality. So, we had started talking about rose, which is awesome. And a couple other ones we were talking about previously was frankincense, myrrh, copaiba, electric, eucalyptus trees. Those are some of the ones I wanted to dig into with this segment.
Great. Yeah. So, when I think of frankincense and myrrh, it actually reminds me of like my upbringing in the Catholic Church and how they used to burn the incense with the frankincense and myrrh. And it was like, a very, at the time as a young child, like a spiritual kind of space, a sacred space. And then, as I studied it more, I found out that the Greeks, the Roman, the Egyptians, and many other cultures have used frankincense and myrrh in their religious ceremonies for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's a very neat thing. So whether you connect to a certain religion or not is not necessarily the point, but the point that these were actually used in these sacred spaces for these sacred moments.
For hundreds of years, like so many years.
Yeah.
I know when when I smell myrrh, it's just like this depth of scent that's just like, it just feels like ancestral thousands and thousands of years of just like wisdom,
yeah,
just being breathed into my body. I don't know. It's very visceral, I guess.
Yeah. It makes me like imagine like being inside of like a pyramid in Egypt,
right?
Like these deep, like dark tombs of just like history.
Yeah.
And the knowledge and like all of the wisdom that comes with that time. It's just, it's really, that is a really dense oil, and it's actually one of the thicker ones.
Yeah. Yeah. You tip the bottle upside down and like nothing comes out for quite a while.
Right.
But myrrh on the emotional level is really Mother Earth, mothering and nurturing, which I find fascinating if you connect it to the history, right? This long time history. And so myrrh, Mother Earth, and frankincense is really on the father end of the spectrum. It's really like spiritual truth, but connecting to the paternal end of things, and myrrh being the maternal end of things, if that makes sense, which I find fascinating.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Okay, so how about copaiba? That's right? It's a very fascinating oil.
This one's a new one for me. Mm-hmm. Audrey knows this story because I told her, but I stepped on a phone charger and the metal part of the charger went through my foot and was impaled.
It was still like gives me chills when you talk about it. You poor thing. We were like limping around. Oh God.
Yeah. It was, you know, and I'm still like having some pain from it. Like it was on the heel of my foot and we obviously use our feet every day. So I actually recently discovered this oil, because it's helped the nerves in my foot and not to like resonate up my leg and cause pain in my hips and everything. And that has just been so fascinating to me.
So you're just like soaking your foot in Copaiba.
Every morning I put it, like after I shower, I put it on the heel where the wound was. And it really like immediately will make a change. So like normally when I step out of bed first thing in the morning, it's this awful kind of nerve pain that goes from the heel of my foot up to my knee and hips and other things. And this oil has stopped that, which, you know, it's so funny. I get to this place where I'm like, I don't believe in oils, like even though they've helped me all the time.
And then you go like, in these spurts of just being like, meh.
Yeah, this isn't real. And then like I'm like something like this happens and I'm like, oh my goodness, like no, this is really real. Like I normally can't walk and now I have this oil that like stops my nerve pain. So it's just it's really cool.
I know. I'm like, I want people to get the like breath of like how awful this was. Like the whole phone charger prongs like went into your foot.
Yeah. No, I don't recommend it.
Yeah. Like, oh God.
I've done it for all of you. We're all good. We all don't need to plug in like that. There's other ways to do it.
Okay. So what I wanted to say about Copaiba is well, frankincense, myrrh, and copaiba are all resin oils, which means it's like the sap resin that comes out of the tree and it gets scraped off or like picked off of the tree.
Mm.
Which, you know, my guest Amanda Porter from Enlightened Healing a few weeks ago was talking about how, and I need to ask her why, but we only got to how, the fact that resin oils are really some of the most healing, which I find fascinating and I really want to dig into more. But copaiba is from a rainforest tree in the Amazon.
Way. So yeah, resins, first of all, they protect the trees. So they'll like trap bugs that might be hurting the trees and they basically overall protect it. But like going back to this aspect of the Amazon, when I think of the Amazon, I picture, you know, this kind of goes to my intro, like the living, breathing space of this earth, this planet.
The oneness.
Yeah.
The like wholeness so and oneness.
The Amazon contains all of these different plants and animals, some that we don't even know of yet. And it really, it creates like clean oxygen for us to breathe. It filters all of the yuck that's in our system. And so the fact that copaiba is actually grown there really makes sense to me because that is, to me, that's a central nervous system of the earth in one particular place. This happens all over the place. And so it's no surprise to me that that has helped the nervous system in my own body.
Yeah. I just love that. That you've made, like the dots connected for you, you know?
Yeah.
Emotionally speaking, copaiba is the oil of unveiling. And it has, I mean, if we go again back to Amanda's book, because I'm obsessed with it, it's one of the longer descriptions. And I feel like she probably even cut it back from what she would have wanted to give us. But it just goes on and on about the healing aspects emotionally and how it helps us unveil like the wholeness of ourselves, the oneness of ourselves, if we want to talk about it in that way. Like I just keep, like, I'm literally touching my belly right now and saying like the center of ourself and helps us like unveil that.
Yeah. And I feel like it opens us up. So like when I hear the word unveiling, I'm like, oh, it allows us to tap into the energies of the earth, the universe, all of these like higher powered things. And so it gives us wisdom within those spaces.
Yeah. So talk to me about this quick before we have to take a break here again. You have a love-hate relationship with certain oils.
Yes. Yeah, I've found that how I interact with an oil changes depending on the day, my mood, the weather, all of these external factors. And like one day I could smell vetiver and I'm like, oh my God, that is just the most beautiful scent. And then the next day I'm like, oh, like repulsed by it. So it's really an interesting thing.
Yeah. I have to tell you this. So peppermint, peppermint is like one of the first ones where somebody's like, oh, you've never heard of essential oils? Here, smell some peppermint. And I was like repulsed by it. Like, I'll never forget when Carrie introduced me to oils. She like opened up a peppermint and she was probably like 3 feet away from me. She like opened it and I was just like, oh my God, like it's strong. I'm not going to lie, but I was like so repulsed. I made her like open windows and like shut it. And we were just like, I'm like choking, like being super dramatic about just like, oh my God, nasty. And, you know, the interesting thing is peppermint is the oil of a buoyant heart and helping you like come out of pain. And here I am just like, oh my God, ew, like get that away from me. And so that was my opinion for months. And so I actually just got peppermint and I didn't exactly get it on purpose. It was kind of like a promotion and it came with an oil that I wanted. And so I sat with it and I'm not kidding. I'm looking at this bottle of peppermint being like, okay, buddy, I feel like we've grown. And I was like, I'm just going to open this thing. And I opened it and I was on the phone with Carrie. I opened it and I was like, this smells like turds, like cow poop. Like I'm from Nebraska, right? Like cow poop. I got it. I'm like, that's what it smells like to me. And she's just laughing and she's like, you are so weird. And I shut it again, but I wasn't like repulsed by it. Like I wasn't like trying to open the window. I just thought it smelled like minty cow poop, I guess. But then a few days later, like I was so bloated and it was not going away. And I read in a book that peppermint was good for that. And so I was like, okay, Audrey, like you're just going to have to get over your problems with peppermint. And so I just opened it and put a little bit on my stomach and just kind of sat there. And I kid you not, my stomach started like gurgling, like gurgle relaxing. And I went, huh, okay. So then I find myself over the next like 6 hours, like literally like just rubbing and like so many drops on my stomach. You want to talk about it like getting into your eye, like wafting into your eyes, like that was me. So here I go from like, don't even be in my presence with that oil to like literally dumping it on my stomach. And I will say like my stomach felt so, so much better the next day when I woke up. I was like, it was visibly like flat as opposed to like almost looking like I was pregnant. Like I was that bloated. Anyway, that's me and peppermint and my love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah, it happens all the time with different oils and it's so curious to me.
Yeah. Okay, my dear, we are going to take another break. You guys, this is Audrey Michelle, and you are listening to Rewired Life Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzie Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, everybody. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and I have Britt Nemeth here talking with us about empowering women to heal by empowering you to use your essential oils as a powerful neuro tool to help you reconnect with nature. So, of course, here we are in the fourth segment of the show where I ask all of my guests the same question, and that is, how do you show up in your life with intention?
Such a juicy question. I'd love that.
I love it too. Like everybody has such a different opinion. It's great.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, honestly, that would begin with basic, like my daily rituals, how I wake up, what I do in the morning, and like pulling tarot cards, like doing some meditation, you know, whatever that looks like in the day. And then it has also been this reflection of my shift in awareness and perception of the world around me. And that could look like, you know, paying attention to my dreams from the night before and, you know, what visions did I have then? And what could that possibly mean in my day-to-day life? And sort of making these connections between all of these different things in our lives.
I love that. And I really, you know, like I said, you're one of my friends that has been a long time, you know, you're into the moon cycles and you're into tarot cards and you're into crystals and oils and all the things. And I really love your morning routine. Do you mind sharing part of that with us?
Sure. It sort of shifts depending right. on the day, but it actually begins when I step out of bed onto my sheepskin rug. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about the soft tactile feeling of my feet like on that. And maybe it's because it's natural. So, you know, my bedroom's on the second floor, so we're not necessarily on the earth, but connecting to this kind of natural thing is a really great basis for me to begin with.
Yeah.
And from there, a lot of times it will be a subtle, very simple morning meditation where I just take a couple breaths and kind of check in where I'm at because it could be different every morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, amongst the 50 decks of tarot I have in the house, you know, we could choose one. You know, based actually, and this happens on my sheepskin rug in my meditation room. So I'm seeing a theme here with something really soft that makes me feel comfortable and just grounded into where I'm at.
Yeah. I love it. I have to share, you maybe like to lay on. I have a sheepskin rug too. And I remember the first time you saw it, you're like, can I lay on that?
I was like, do I have to sit on the couch or can I sit on the floor?
It's like, you can do whatever you want. But my poor rug is getting maybe a little bit matted by little Miss Olive, who's not little anymore. She maybe really likes it too. Yeah. That's all right. We can get another one. Where was I headed with this? You said something, then I got distracted by sheepskin rugs.
It always comes back to sheepskin. So
yeah, so good. I don't know. I'm just having this vision of your meditation room, which is beautiful, and it has all kinds of like fun things in it. And I just have this vision of you just like sitting there and like rooting in and grounding in and being like, okay. Today, even if it's like you have shoots, you have all kinds of photography that you have to do and images to deliver, I just have this vision of you just like sitting and preparing for your day.
Yeah. And I do have to say a lot of that happens in my dream space as well. I know Audrey knows this about me, but a lot of the information that I gather for the next day happens in visions in my dreams the night before. So that may sound kind of weird, but I think because I'm such a visual person, imagery shows up and sometimes it'll like show me like, oh, take this photo today, or you'll take this shot for this particular client, or you need to set it up like this. So I feel like the ritual begins before I even wake.
I love that.
Yeah. And I allow myself, you know, most of the time, unless I have like a sunrise shoot, to, wake up naturally without an alarm, without judgment. So, you know, just having that intention of like, my body is going to get what it needs. And if it needs to sleep till 10, great. Obviously, if I have something, I will alarm clock it as necessary. But
yeah, I think you and I share that where we just try to like allow ourselves to wake up. And if I can, I don't tend to set anything, any like business type meetings prior to 10.
Yeah.
Just those who know me, I am not pleasant in the morning. I don't mean to be, but I'm not.
Actually really pleasant in the morning.
Are you? That's
good. John calls it like my Brit happy time. Like he wishes he could bottle it up and keep that throughout the day. So I feel very vibrant in the morning, I think, because I allow my body to do these things that it needs to do.
Yeah, mine's more like a Coltrane waking up. It's just like really slow. And if you interrupt that, like, I don't even know how to explain the hibernating bear that comes at you. Poor Aaron, when he leaves for work, gets like, I open like one eye. And I'm just like, hey. And he kisses me on the forehead. I'm like, you look cute. Have a good day. Love you.
He's like dousing you with oils.
He's just like, good morning. I'm just going to sit you here with some wild orange so you're nice to me. But I love that. I did not know that about you. That you were, the morning was your like most.
Yeah. I mean, unless you wake me up at like 3 a.m.
I mean, you better have an airplane to someplace awesome. In the future, if you're going to wake me up for that.
I've stopped booking flights that early. Forget about it.
Awful. Okay. Oh my goodness, you girls. We've bussed through a whole hour show. Can you believe it? Super fun. Okay. So one more time, Britt, can you give us your contact information and how we can best learn more about you?
Yeah. My website is www.brittnemethstudios.com. And that's two T's on Britt Nemeth, N-E-M-E-T-H.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much for sharing your time with us. This has been super fun.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, you guys. So rewiring your life is about creating a new nervous system, one choice at a time, moment by moment. And with a new nervous system, you'll be a new person looking at the world with new glasses. So if you're interested in looking at your life differently, in healing wounds and shifting your thinking, let's talk. I have several ways of working together, from online classes and one-on-one coaching. You can learn more by going to my website, audreymichelle.com. All my information is there on the contact page, and you can sign up for all of my, you know, quick neuro tools and learning how to listen to your body. So I want to thank my guest, Britt Nemeth of Britt Nemeth Studios, today for sharing such beautiful information with us. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Rewild Life Radio. I had a wonderful time. Of course, please join us every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or by going to transformationtalkradio.com as well. So next week on Rewired Life Radio, I've got my acupuncturist joining us, you guys. If you've read my book or you know my story, you know Christine is someone that I hold very near and dear to my heart. She was very much at the center of my healing. And so next week, we're going to talk to her. We're going to talk about her work and her gifts and what she brings to the world. So you're not going to want to miss this. Okay. You guys have a great week and, oh my goodness, a great holiday. Merry Christmas and all that fun stuff. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. With author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.